We're joined now by Rebecca Bloom. She is the Associate Director of Bear Theatre. Bear Theatre is a triangle-wide organization that is bringing the Scottish play. Am I allowed to say the name?
Yes.
Macbeth is coming to Chapel Hill, specifically the Forest Theatre, next weekend and the following weekend, July 24th, 25th, and then July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So for people who don't know, tell us about Bear Theatre, because this is a really cool theater organization that extends across the triangle.
Yeah, Bear Theatre got its name by focusing on the text, and our creator, Carmen Mandley, who's now up in Maine, has studied Shakespeare quite a lot and brought the work that she did at Shakespeare and Company and elsewhere to her own theater company, and that's focused mainly on Shakespeare. So it was the Shakespeare text that was really her love, and we all were lucky enough to be a part of that at some point or other in the journey. And so we pride ourselves on doing shows that have less spectacle, so that there's more focus on the actual text.
Okay.
And interpreting those stories in interesting and unusual ways.
Awesome. So what other plays have you done?
Me, personally?
Just Bear Theatre in general.
Oh gosh, I can't remember the number of Shakespeare plays that we've done at this point, but we're coming up on our 10th year, and we've covered a significant number of the canon, actually.
Started to go through, get close to the whole canon, right?
I bet we're halfway through.
Halfway, yeah.
We're looking at more histories, and romances in the future. We've done a lot of what we call the greatest hits, like Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, Hamlet, Midsummer Night's Dream, Lear,
things like that. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite play that Shakespeare wrote is Macbeth.
Okay,
which is why this is the first one that I'm directing for.
That's
Bear.
Awesome. So, what is it about Macbeth?
Lady Macbeth. She's just really fascinating.
That's the right answer, I think. Yeah.
She just fascinated me from the time that I read her in high school, and I've done the show. I've done two performances or two productions of the show, and I don't get tired of the story. I find the themes in this particular story really fascinating.
We're speaking with Rebecca Bloom, Associate Director of Bear Theatre, and as she just said, Director of Macbeth, which is going to be in the Forest Theatre for the next couple of weekends, not this weekend, but the next two, the 24th and 25th, and July 30th through August 1st. What's it like to stage a show at the Forest Theatre? Because that's a really cool space.
Whew. it's really interesting. I staged the show for the amphitheater at Raleigh Little Theater, and this is, though an amphitheater, extremely different.
Mm-hmm.
The house where the audience sits is much more steep.
Mm-hmm.
There's no grass.
Yes.
It's like sand everywhere, and it's much more narrow, which was really interesting to transfer something that was so epic in mm-hmm. its scope. Now seems a lot more claustrophobic, which frankly I think works for the show quite well. And the trees encroaching everywhere,
yeah.
And it's dark, and there are nature everywhere. It's really cool.
It's as if the trees start moving before the end of the play, right?
Right?
Yeah. That's really cool. So is there something different to doing a play just sort of in general outdoors versus indoors?
Well, what you have to keep in mind with an indoor show is that it is by nature more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
When you're outside with the trees and traffic, and it's a very different feel for everyone involved, the audience and mm-hmm. the performers. But it's also really magical to be able to look up and see the sky.
Yeah.
it feels like we're returning back to the way it was.
Yeah, yeah. And really staging the show, especially a show like Shakespeare, which is several hundred years old, like as it was meant to have been done.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We're speaking again with Rebecca Bloom, Associate Director, Bear Theater. Macbeth is coming to the Forest Theater, not this weekend, but next weekend and the following weekend. Where else is it being staged? It's not just here, right?
This is it. Yeah, this is it.
What's the other play this year?
In the fall?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, in the fall we're doing, it'll be in Durham.
Okay.
And it is an all-female version of Titus Andronicus.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Where is that going to be in Durham?
Common Ground.
Awesome. All right. So, by the way, if you're listening out there, you want to learn more, beartheater.org is the website, and that's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E as opposed to E-R. So beartheater.org. Check it out. Tell us about the cast and the crew. Who stands out?
Well, I've got... It's a huge cast. Mm-hmm. There are 40 people in the cast.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of bodies moving around.
Yeah.
I trimmed down the principal speakers to consolidate some roles to make it easier on the audience. But we also have a fight cast who are there to supplement the world that we've created.
Nice.
I can't single out anybody, really. It's such an ensemble. It's such a family, which is so cool because that is the focus that I chose for this particular interpretation of the text. And my leads, they're just so strong. And my technical crew has just surpassed anything that I ever dreamed up. It's beautiful. But, you know, it's funny because we had more of a set in Raleigh. Now, the Forest Theater itself is a set with the stone back wall and the trees on the stage. So there's not much of a set to speak of, which is perfect in line with what Bear Theater is about.
It's Bear, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the show again is next weekend, 24th and 25th, and then 30th through the 1st of August. BearTheater.org is the website. It's going to be at the Forest Theater. There's going to be food trucks. You can bring picnic stuff. You can get tickets and information online. Will tickets be available at the show too, I assume?
Absolutely.
Space permitting, obviously. Rebecca, thank you so much. Before I let you go, I always ask this question to wrap up. Not your favorite moment in the show, but what's your second favorite moment in the show?
Oh, wow. Mm. The witches are really interesting to me.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say that, but these witches are not what you would expect.
All right.
And some of the stuff that they do is really lovely. The apparition scene, I think, is way up there for me.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Again, Macbeth in the Forest Theater. Bear Theater is bringing it to you. BearTheater.org is the website. July 24th and 25th, July 30th and 31st, and August 1st. Rebecca Bloom, thank you so much.
Thank you.